Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have the first and last name?
Dustin, my name is Shelly Steinmetz.
Thank you. And if you will give me one moment to see if I can get the account pulled up that was sent over to me, it will take just a moment.
Okay. I don't know what count that this is, but okay. I don't know how I ended up with an account, first off.
Well, I do completely understand. I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. I do just have to get the account pulled up so I can see what is going on.
Okay.
I really do apologize. I'm having just a little bit of difficulty getting that account pulled up. Do you mind providing me with that zip code, please?
19403. Yeah, I don't even know what account, I don't even know what this is for. Such crap. I just want my money back.
Thank you. You said that was 19403.
Yes.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And I really do apologize. I'm having a little difficulty locating an account with that information. Do you mind providing that the spelling of that last name for me, please?
Sure, it's Steinmetz. And like I said, I don't even know what this account is or what it's for. I didn't sign up for anything. I just noticed that there's charges on my bank account and I don't know what they are. I went to my bank, they gave me your number. I've now been on hold for an hour and I just want my money back. If this is over that bag that she said that was going to be like the $5 I had to pay shipping and now I got 6732, charged two times. You guys can have the bag back because it's not even that great. Rip off.
And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Oh my God. Are you signing me up for another account? Like, what? She didn't transfer all this over to you?
I'm
I
sorry,
don't
she did
want another
not.
account. I just want my money back. You guys charged me $67.32 two times. Two times. And I don't even know what this is for. I don't even know what your company is. It says bars and alcohol and bars. That's what it says. And I don't even drink. That's what red flagged me.
I do completely understand. However, I do have to have the account put up and verified as I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies.
So what's this one for? What's this account for?
I do apologize. I do have to have the account verified to be able to see what is going on or be able to which one you are calling and about.
It's 29 Ivy Circle, Eagleville, PA.
Thank you. Okay, and what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a welcome gift of a tactical bag, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the welcome gift, you would be signing up for the discount electronics savings store, where you would pay $67.32 a month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronics savings store.
Where's my gift card? I didn't get no gift card.
Yes, the gift card would have been sent to the email.
I didn't even get an email. Y'all didn't even send me an email or anything. I was just charged $67.32 two times. I want my money back. I don't want your electronics. I don't want any of that. You can have the bag back, too. Give me an address and I'll send it back to you.
I'm sorry, however, we're not able to accept returns, and those gift cards would have been sent to the email. However, if you'll give me a moment to let me see what I'm...
I didn't get any email. Nothing. That's why I don't even know what this account is for.
If you will give me one moment to see what I may be able to do, it'd be just a moment.
Go! Hurry up, I've already been on the phone for an hour.
Yes, what I am showing that I would be able to do, as those are valid charges, since you do have to agree to the terms and conditions, that I would be able to issue a 50% refund on the latest charge.
I want them both back. I want all my money back. You guys took money out of my account that I did not say that you could. You charged me, and then you charged me again, and you charged me again. You don't even know what company it is. Electronic shit. Why would I sign up for something electronics?
Yes, ma'am, you do have to agree to those terms and conditions or it will not allow you to complete the transaction.
No, I didn't agree to any of it.
So, ma'am, you do have to check the box that states you've read and understood the terms and conditions and you do agree to them or it would not allow you to complete the transaction. However,
I want my money back, lady. Give me my money back.
I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did advise me that as a courtesy, what they can authorize me to do is they can authorize me to issue a full refund for the latest charge. However, that is what they'd be able to authorize me to do, as those are valid charges, since you have to agree to the terms, or it will not allow you to complete the transaction.
Sure, give me my money back. I didn't agree to any of it. Your bag sucks, too. The bag is like a $5 bag, and that's what I paid for it. It has one strap. Crap.
Yes, I do apologize. Those are valid charges. What I have been authorized to do is a full refund for the latest charge.
For both of them. Both of them. I want all my money back.
I do apologize. However, all I've been authorized is the latest charges. Those are valid charges, as you do have to agree to those terms or it will not allow you to complete the transaction.
You guys are a scam.
To completely understand how you feel, we would not be a scam as it does advise you of what it is you're signing up for in the terms, and
no,
you do have to agree to them or it will not allow you to complete the transaction.
You sound like a robot.
I really do want to thank you for your patience. While I was processing that refund for the latest charge, I did speak with my manager to see if there's any possible way there'd be anything else that they'd be able to do. And they did advise me that what they can do as a one-time courtesy is they would be able to authorize me to issue a full refund on the charge on 12-7 and a 50% refund on the charge on 11-6.
Fine. Give me my money back.
And you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
No, thank you. And what was your name?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. So what was the total that I would get back?
Yes, you would get a refund of $67.32 and a refund of $33.66.
Okay, thank you. And cancel whatever account you guys got me signed up for because I don't want it. And I didn't ever get an email about any of it.
Yes, the account has been canceled, so there will be no future charges.
That's good. So, I already canceled that card, too. So, I don't understand how that's going to work, but...
Yes, as long as the account, the card it was associated with is still active, the bank would see it as a refund and apply it back to the account.
Oh, okay, perfect.